Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you generous? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's question is one you will definitely want to explore for yourself. Are you generous? Now, before you go and just assign to the word generosity a very narrow meaning, listen in because I want to give you the full-bodied explanations and definitions for the word generosity. Way beyond the quality of just being generous or being liberal or feeling free to give, generosity is also defined as unselfishness, and if you're ready for this word, munificence. And if you've never heard of the word munificence, let me share it with you. It has to do with a disposition to lavishly bestow gifts, entertainment, hospitality, or other benefits. Imagine that. Now, generosity is also defined as nobility of thought or behavior. It's magnanimity, which embodies the qualities of a noble mind and heart, someone who is generous in forgiving, above revenge or resentment, unselfish and gracious. At its root in Latin, the word means great-souled. Great-souled. Imagine having a great soul within you. What a powerful word. Think about the question, are you generous, as having everything to do with the size and the scope of your soul. You know, every one of us have probably not only participated in certain activities, but we've also observed other people around us, some of whom have been very generous and others acting quite stingy in either sharing or gift giving. But if you're willing to look a little bit closer, you'll be able to see beyond the obvious. You'll be able to see how generosity ultimately comes from within. It comes from our souls, and it has nothing to do with what's external to us. In the same way, poverty or small soulishness is also found within us. Our outer behavior actually reflects the inner vision of who we believe we are. You know, in thinking about the word generosity, I was brought back to a moment of time. Our daughter, who had been homeschooled, decided to enroll in an early college program. And on her 16th birthday, a relatively special time in any girl's life, she also had the distinction of both graduating from high school and also receiving her Associate of Arts degree with great honors from a local college. In many ways, the timing of these three elements marked the end of her childhood and the passage of her into early adulthood as she was ready to be moving away to complete her university studies up in Boston. So, perhaps the same week that all of these big activities were happening in my daughter's life, I answered the front door when the bell rang, and I was surprised to be met by a delivery man. He handed me a simple vase, and it was filled with a couple of carnations in it, much like those you'd find in the local supermarkets. And I thought, oh, isn't that cute? I thanked him for it and figured that the flowers had come maybe from a neighbor that was saying thank you, or I like you, or thanks for, you know, just a nice little gesture. So my daughter came barreling down the stairs to find out who had knocked on the door. And I said, oh, Kaylee, it looks like a friend must have wanted to send me this gesture of gratitude or appreciation. But when the two of us looked for the sender's identity, we both discovered something. The flowers were sent not to me, but to my daughter, apparently in acknowledgement of her 16th birthday, high school graduation, and her reception or receiving an early college degree. Five names were all affixed to the little card, and they were all the members of my immediate family. Well, the flowers were so exceptional and unspecial in both their design and presentation that my daughter said to me, Mom, I might be wrong, but don't we usually pick up these flowers when we're at the local supermarket? You know, I really didn't know what to say at that point, so like I've done many times in my life, I said nothing. In my case, I decided to go outdoors. I got underneath a tree in our front lawn where the sun was shining, and I just posed a question. What is this all about? What are these flowers reflecting or not reflecting? And I waited, and in a moment, this is the response I got. Poverty. Poverty. That gifting of flowers from five people that looked like something I would have just brought home from the supermarket was a picture of poverty. But the important thing that was being shown to me is that the poverty must be seen from the giver's soul and not a reflection of the recipient. So what does that have to do with you and your notions or your belief in your generosity or lack of it? Are you generous and are you great-souled? Well, you realize the poorer we believe ourselves to be on the inside, the more we tend to display it on the outside, not just in terms of stinginess, but in our feelings, our expressions, our willingness to share our thoughts, our lives, our gifts, our hospitality, whatever it may be within us and about us, looks to share with others. And on the flip side, a poverty-minded soul will keep us feeling small, insignificant, and at some level, believing that we have nothing to give. So, here's what you can do when you're asking yourself this question. Am I generous? When you have a few minutes to your own today or this evening, sit down quietly and ask yourself some of these questions. Do I give freely? And do I enjoy giving freely of myself? Do I have a disposition to bestow lavish gifts, entertainment, hospitality, or other benefits on those around me? Do I carry a nobility of thought or behavior, as in noble in my mind and heart, a generosity in my spirit that forgives others as well as myself? Ask yourself, too, if you're above revenge and resentment, if you're unselfish and always gracious. You know, the answers to those questions will reveal so much of the wealth that you have within you, but they also may end up exposing some things about yourself and the way in which you think in terms of feeling insignificant, small-souled, and even in a sense of your own poverty. But here's the great piece of it. Simply put, you can choose whether or not you will be a generous and therefore a broad-based or big-souled person. You can change your mind. You can change your outlook. You could change your intentions about how you think and how you're going to express yourself. And in so doing, you can change your life for the better, not to mention the happier. Well, that's been my thought today on the subject of generosity and living life happy from the inside out. But before we go, let's listen in because there's someone else here who wants to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
My name is Diane Cutts, and I'm a voice talent, a video producer, and a mom of three beautiful daughters. What makes me happy is being able to help others when they least expect it, whether it's something as simple as holding a door open for them or connecting them to people that they need to be connected to in order for them to achieve something bigger in their life. I enjoy and love being out on the water on our boat as a family and just enjoying the day together. And of course, just hanging out by the pool in the backyard with all of our crazy dogs and friends and neighbors coming and going. And that's what really makes me happy, is just taking one day at a time and enjoying life.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Mora, number 4, letter U.com, where Mora is always for you.